We're doing the Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Shin Mem Zayin. The Magid Midovna had discussed that there are seven ways in which a person can avoid an altercation. If someone is speaking venomously, if someone is attacking, accosting a person in a manner that's really hurtful, and a person has to contend with his desire to answer and to let things erupt into a huge fight. He said there are seven ways to control that. And we were up to the seventh. And he said if a person thinks about things as passing, if he realizes that life is transient, that we're not staying here forever. So he knows that things in this world are all going to pass. So then what happens doesn't have to affect him as much. A person can have a greater perspective on life. Vad matay yitbayesh, we're up to the bottom paragraph. Vad matay yitbayesh miyoshvei olam hazeh. Till when will a person be embarrassed from people like him who are living in this world? Od mat yitpardu yishmalachiyu, things are passing so soon. Life is so fleeting. Remember when we started this paragraph last week and we discussed the story of the video on YouTube, the ugliest girl on YouTube. So the idea of how can a person contend with that challenge that someone puts that post on their video, the ugliest girl on YouTube, and over 1 million people agree. So part of it is perspective. So till when, says the Magid Midovna, will the person look at this world and let it have such a great impact on his life, what other people think of me? V'yishtakhu b'yir kol inyanim shehayu, everything that's been is going to be forgotten in the city. V'yikach halom me'akitz, it'll be looked at like a dream. V'yizdamen yado davar shebavro yitbayesh ba'olam haba, but when something comes our way which would cause a person to be embarrassed in the world to come, al ze yidvelibo v'yitmarmer ad me'od, over such a thing a person should really be bothered. That's what should cause a person to be embittered. V'yichas v'yitkatzef an mishaya b'ochrav l'sabev liyado ken, he should be upset at someone who causes that to him. Avli nyanei olam hazeh, but what happens here? Lo yasutz lo roshem kol me'um l'yitkatzef b'avoham, they should never cause a person to anger. Ki hem ha'mevel yachad, because what happens here, it's all passing. So why get so excited over something that's passing? So let me give you a small example, okay? You're standing outside having a conversation with someone. Comes time for minyan, mincha or ma'ariv. And the guy says, do what? You're going to leave now? So now you have a choice. You could stand and talk to him, and in the world to come, you'll have to face up for what you've done. Or you could leave the conversation and have to face up him, who's like mocking your idea that you're going to leave and go to daven. What do we choose? So the challenge is, the Magid Midovna had put it in the beginning of the book, the challenge is that we sense the here and now, we sense it so acutely. What happens now is real, is it? Well, that's how it feels. Right now, we sense it. So it seems like it's reality. But in the long term, is it reality? What will happen if I make the right move and I say, sorry, I gotta go, it's time for davening? That's reality. So it's a challenge. It's not easy. Even now, when we know there are missiles falling all over Israel, soldiers in danger, 45,000 soldiers by the gates, you know that means that 45,000 soldiers have no warning when a missile is headed their way. We have 10 seconds, 15 seconds, a minute. They have zero warning. They're so close to Gaza that no warning of a missile coming towards them. And we can rationalize, we can understand that our prayer is d'oraisa. Yes, when Am Yisrael is in such a state, there's a biblical obligation to pray. The rest of the year it's a machlokas, whether there's a biblical obligation to pray every day or it's rabbinic. But now for sure there's a biblical obligation. And yet we come up to Shemoneh Esrei and we find it hard to have kavanah, because the logic doesn't necessarily penetrate the soul. We can understand it logically, but to arouse ourselves spiritually, that's harder. And that's why learning these works helps us. It helps us reorient ourselves. A person has to have a paradigm shift, but that takes time. So he's given us seven tools, and he says the final tool is to maintain perspective in the long run, what's really important. And I would add that a very important tool that could help us maintain this perspective is learning Torah. It's like hitting the reset button. You deal with the day-to-day, and it feels like the day-to-day is so important. You take a few minutes, you open a sefer, you go to a shir, suddenly you regain perspective. Life has a different perspective. You're in a fight, you're busy with something, you're fighting to get a job, you're fighting to hold on to your job, you're fighting with your boss who hasn't paid you, you're fighting with your kid, you're fighting with your spouse, you're fighting with your parent. It can seem to take center stage. It's very hard to have real perspective. That's where going into a Beis Medrash during one's day, you go in, you reorient yourself. What's important? What am I doing here? Why am I here? And then life takes on a totally different perspective. So yes, this is difficult, but the key to attaining this is to think about it and to learn. The more we learn, the more we can try to orient ourselves where the Torah sets our values, and the more we can have a broader perspective on life. A person who has a broader perspective on life can deal with life without getting too excited.